And we said to the Shmaya, Shara Pchina. He loved the fifth paragraph. Kif Yutes. Achrafti velaki voleini v'seichel v'akor. Now, let's explain the excessive goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as which he gave us the intellect, seichel, v'akor, recognition. Asher behem, with these elements, intellect recognition, yichadonu mishar v'alachar. With this we are identified different from all the other living creatures. Ein ta'altam lonu nelemes v'men. The advantage, the beauty of these two elements, recognition and intellect, it's very obvious. Manhokas gifenu, as it commands and guides our bodies, vasdoras niyasenu, and it organizes our movements. Mivalade mishapokda mimenu. God forbid, if they should miss a little bit of intellect, the tega she'eres moichoy, some damage should be caused to his brain, will be immediately recognized. So we don't need too much of, we don't need to talk and to elaborate on, because this is very obvious. Achamido, it's obvious that we need intellect, it's obvious we need the hakore recognition. So we don't have to talk about it, that's very obvious. Ach, however, Hamidos, Ashenagi Alem Besechel, however, the characteristics, Midos, which we could come and we could accomplish and reach through the intellect, Rabbois Moit, there are very many. On that we have to focus. Mehen, one of the advantages which we could benefit from Seichel, from intellect, Sheboi Neda, through our intellect, through Seichel, we will know, Sheyesh Lonu, that we have Boi Rechocham, a creator. Chocham, which is wise, Kayob, which is existence, Echad, which is one, Kadma always existed, Yochel, he could do what he wants, Leichilei Zmavel Emokan. No place and no time will outdate him, no place will outspace him. Zlamal Emokal Malazvan, Nalo Memides Abruim is totally different and above from any characteristic which is applied to creatures. Is totally elevated from thoughts of the existence which we have here. Rachum v'chanon, through intellect we will recognize the merciness and the chanina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He made him to what extent is only bestowing good. L'yidmel dovar, he cannot be compared to anything. Our intellect will understand that Hashem is not comparable, but is dama elav dovar, and nothing could be compared to him. And all the things which mentioned here, you could only come to the realization through the benefit of the intellect, through Seichel. Begamehem. And also, but we're going to benefit from Seichel, Shenachnu Mavinim Bo Chochma. Through this intellect, we could understand the wisdom, the Echoyles and the ability, Varachmim Am Kiyomim Bo Olam. Then you will know the Chochma and the abilities and the mercy which exist already in the world. Now, when he puts it in order, first the intellect will understand the Chochmas Hashem, and the Rachum Hashem, and Hashem's existence, you will understand Hashem. And only after you recognize all these characteristics in Hashem, your intellect will further come and realize that Chochmah exists in this world, and the Rachmonis exists in this world, and your Choylet, the ability, this world is not a world of robot that you can't, it's a world of improvements, of a world of growth. And through intellect you could find out that we are Bnei Elohim, we have a Tzelem Elohim, and we have a Choyles here, we have abilities, and we have Rachmin. And therefore, V'chiv Avedosoi. And through this additional recognition to intellect, to what extent you have a Choyles here, the abilities you have, and Chochme you have here, automatically that requires you, Chiyuv. It makes you responsible avados to serve Hashem, la asher yislov, which that is appropriate, because when you see this beautiful gift, you see the person who sees himself as a robot, he doesn't recognize his potential, he can't serve Hashem, because what is there that I could do for him? The more a person recognizes the chokhmah which exists in the world, and the more a person recognizes the yicholes, his potential, he says, why has this been given to me? If you remember, in the beginning of learning, we explained that What was the mechayev of Avraham Avinu to search for Hashem? What was Avraham Avinu's mechayev? What Avraham Avinu goes out to search? I mean, you have to realize who Avraham was. Avraham, there was not one person who he didn't get the chinuch for that. His father Terach didn't told him. His society didn't told him. Nimrod was Avraham was not available for that at all. And by the way, Shem and Aver obviously lived when Avraham Avinu. Shem and Aver was where this is where the thought comes to me. Yaakov Avinu learned Torah in Shiv Shem and Aver. So Achav Kama Shem is the son of Noach. Shem overlived the marble. So how come Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was not taught by Shem and Aver. They were Shem and Aver. The whole world was a world of kfira. Nimrod was the king, the man declared king, and all the world followed him. They were all one. The whole world was one united underneath Nimrod. Obviously, they were Shem ve'Eved. This is just by the way. Obviously, they were in hiding. They were tzaddikim. They were in Torah in hiding because the whole world was against them. But they never bothered to go out and to confront the world. And Avraham Avinu has not been picked up by them. Avraham Avinu had picked himself up. The question is, what taught him? So that's what we say. When we look in, what is the gift of seichel, of intellect in a person, according, what is seichel? Seichel brings a person to recognition. Now, what is recognition? The seichel brings the man to hakore. Many people have seichel, but they don't utilize the seichel just as you have a car, and use the car to go to work to make money. But you have a car, stands in the garage, and doesn't matter, or you go around the blocks on the weekends and show up with it, so you have no benefit of the car. Seichel is a vehicle. But if the seichel doesn't bring you to hakore, to recognition, you have an unused power, you have an unused gift. That's seichel. People go around with seichel for what? For inventing, to playing chess, but that doesn't bring you to anything, hakore. Avraham Avinu had this gift of a seichel. What brought him to the hakore? Now, what is hakore? Hakore is a recognition which he had not known till now. And in the contrary, till now, he was a victim of society. He was brainwashed. He was raised to society's standard, and he used this seichel, and the seichel gave him a new hakore, and he used this new hakore to become Avraham Avinu. He used the chokhmah. Now, what was the argument which Avraham Avinu used, which we have to use today? You have to be just as one today, and sometimes to rebel against your closest one society. Once your seichel brought you to certain hakore, you just can't help it. Which he says with this. With the says the chiv according, shenachnu mavina bar chokhmah v'gam mehem through seichel we also we come to the understanding the chokhmah v'hacholus, and the chokhmah brings us to recognize the potential and ability of a man. The man is gvaldik of potential. You see, one man revolutionized the whole world. One man discovered Hashem, and he went because he is the one who discovered Hashem through his own recognition. He went out fighting the whole world, fighting Nimrod, fighting his father, and as the Rambam said, he went around from place to place, and he gathered together thousands and revolvers, he says, tens of thousands of people, and he taught them and he teach them that there is a lakus, there is godness, the fi sichlam, according their sichl, he brought it down to every one of them. They have looked at them as sugar, crazy. Now imagine Avraham Avinu discovered Hashem, he discovered the Shiva Hashem ve'eder. And he's about Shuva. Shem is the son of Noach. Shem saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke. I mean, it's unbelievable who Shem was. We have no idea what Shem was. Shem knew Mitzvah Shelach, and Mitzvah Shelach knew Odom Marishan. Shem was the second person, two links away from Odom Marishan. Odom, Mitzvah Shelach, Shem. Shem knew Mitzvah Shelach. Mitzvah Shelach knew Odom Marishan. Shem witnessed Doram Abel. Can't imagine what it means. He was 1 year in the Teva, every minute chutz miderech haTeva, saw the whole world before. He was 100 years old. Shem was 100 years old by the man out of the marble, yeah? Shem was a 100 year old man, and he lived 100 years under the auspices of Mrs. Shelach. Mrs. Shelach knew for 200 some years Odom Arishan. So every story of Odom Arishan, I'm echoing the Chasam Sofer's argument that you don't need a Munah for all the stories in the Torah, even of Odom Arishan, because everything has been passed down from person to person. And by the way, Shem taught Torah Yaakov. Yaakov got the Torah from Shem direct, and Shem from Mr. Shem, and Yaakov gave it over to his Met Yeto Chevet Moshe Rabbeinu's mother, and he's Moshe. So Moshe is one of the fifth link from Odom Arishan's story. That's like I remember my grand-grandfather, and I know stories. So the whole story of Bereshis Bore Elokim, from the day Adam Rishon opened up his eye with the Eitz Hadas, with the Gan Eden, with the Mabul, with the Arachlog, with everything, Moshe knew it firsthand. And Moshe Avis wasn't Moshe alone. That was the traditional story of the Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, which kept their identity. Shloshina, Shloshina, and Shmomis, Levusham. That was the heritage, which they didn't. So comes Hashem and dictates to Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, Bereshis Bore Elokim, with all the little details. So it was obvious knowledge, information, before the Torah was even written. So and all the people accepting it. This, by the way, so that's what the Rambam, the Chassid Sofer Tainus, we don't need a Muna to believe. It was knowledge. It was matching. All our information was matching what Hashem gave us. But I just like to illustrate who Hashem was. Hashem knew that all of a sudden, we said before, the whole world, the whole world were united, making the Daraflogger. Avraham Avinu is then 48 years old. Avraham Avinu, he killed his boyra. He was not a part of the Daraflogger. He was 48 years old, and there's Madroshim, 3 years he recognized Hashem, but the 48 he was fully developed. He was fully developed, Avraham Avinu. So obviously he wasn't from the Daraflogger. They were Shem and Eber. They were also in hiding. Where is the difference between Shem and Eber? Shem and Eber kept the information for themselves to learn. They went into the desert as the Aloha is, and the time when there's fear around the world and attacking you, you have to run to the desert, isolate yourself a little. And then they kept their distance from the whole world. Avraham Avinu totally ignored it. Nobody picked him up. Avraham Avinu picked himself up to his chokhmah, to his seichel, which I'm reading. How did he use the seichel to pick himself up? Avraham Avinu discovers everything. He goes fight Nimrod, the whole story. Obviously, Avraham Avinu must have found Shem Ve'Eber. He's the first one who became a Baal Tshuva on his own. He comes to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber. We don't see what happened after. We don't hear. Avraham Avinu continues to make Baal Tshuva, continues to lecture. And obviously, he comes to Shem Ve'Eber and says, what are you doing? Why don't you spread your Torah? Listen, Pakan. They don't know about it. Therefore, they are not, they've been in Noach. They remained Bnei Noach. They did exactly what Noach done. Noach was a tzaddik. I mean, that's really, he didn't confront the world. Avraham Avinu, because Shem received Torah from Mr. Shelach, from Adam Rishon, from Noach, and Eber, the grandson of Noach, they received Torah. Avraham Avinu fought for the Torah. He recognized Torah. He used his seichel. And if a person recognizes his own thing, he doesn't keep it for himself. Avraham Avinu had not settled until he saw a person who can't turn him around in his accord, in his recognition. Avraham Avinu found no peace. We need to go all the way out until it turns the whole world around. And that he was able to become very so there's a chilek with Hashem. If somebody is traditionally Jewish, and that's all he keeps to himself and doesn't bother with anyone. Now, what was the tools? So obviously, Shem Ve'Eber probably had not agreed with Avraham Avinu's method. Keep it to yourself, listen. We didn't see it. Our fathers doing, our grandfather, Noach HaTzadik didn't do it. Noach was a big tzadik, was a tzadik kador. The Torah says, Shtech Tzadik. He didn't do it, why do you do it? Of course, Shem imitated Noach, but therefore he's still called the Ben Noach. Because Hashem gave us Seichel in Akora to use it. And Akora means recognition. If your Seichel gave you recognition that you turned around your life, why don't you develop the Echoilus of the Seichel of mankind and bring him to that recognition that they should also be able to convert. Now, what was Avraham Avinu? This is exactly what the Chovei Soves tries to tell us. What's a Shara B'china? Every time when you evaluate your Seichel, your Akora, your Yecholus, your power, your potential, you will use it in business, you will use it to improve your personal physical life, you will use it to service your habits of life. But when it comes to Yiddishkeit, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, listen, you're settling for your father, for your grandfather, and you will no way be revolutionary, no way you will try to get closer to Hashem, and to really, in business you're ambitious, in business you could see yourself being aggressive, creative. Where is in Yiddishkeit your aggressiveness? Where is your creativeness in Yiddishkeit? So what made Avraham Avinu? Now, I always use the argument, you have to know, in the times of Avraham Avinu, the times of the Daraflogger, today we are a million miles away from the wisdom of those people, of the aggressiveness of those people, on the undertakingness of those people who really undertook to build a tower to climb out of the world's space. It's being explained that according to Zohar, the Rabbi Yaakov Emnathin, the Rabbi Anderson brings it down. Those people were no way fools. Those people were no way fools thinking that we're going to climb out of this world, climb into heaven, and fight Hashem. The best proof they were not fools, that the only way Hashem had was destroying the plans of through a miracle. Let anyone today think we're going to build a tower and climb out of the soul, climb to heaven, and Hashem has to make a miracle in order to spoil, to go against them. Why did Hashem have to use a miracle? Obviously, they had the ability to do it. And how? It's being explained. They knew Newton's invention, the Earth's gravitation. They knew the secret of gravitation. They knew the only way you stay came down slow because the world gravitates. But as you go higher, you're getting out of the gravitation, then there's a gravitation of the higher space. And they wanted to build a tower only tall enough that you just climb out of the Earth's gravitation. Then you don't have to work to get up, you're getting up automatically. And that's what they wanted, and they had the ability to do it. And to prove they have the ability to do it, I use always, they had built in those days, the pyramids has been built in those days. The symbol of materialism, which was Pharaoh in Mitzrayim, what did you build the pyramids to bury themselves and with all the wealth and monies and gold, believing that one day they're going to get up and they're going to stay forever, whatever they thought, and they build the pyramids. Now the pyramids was a symbol, a remittance of those days' kings. Now, you know today, the biggest scientists today, they're wondering, today the pyramids cannot be rebuilt. If humanity today, with all the ability, with all the aggressiveness, with all the engineering and all the instruments and all the bulldozers and the heavy machines and cranes, whatever we have today, they haven't got the ability to build such a huge structure as the pyramid with such a measurement, with such an accuracy as they built it 4,000 years ago, which was correctly not in time of the Jews in Mitzrayim, was in Avraham Avinu's time, even a little bit before Avraham's time. Now I use this was Avraham Avinu's time. That's what the Chavis says. Avraham Avinu said, you gave us koyach, potential, energy. I mean, the huge stones and carving them and cutting them out to the with those primitive tools and carving out to the unbelievable measurement and this big, huge size and to fix them up, and it's built in such with everything in the engineering, with astrology, that every hour of the day light should come up from a different direction, the stars should be shown at night, you should, unbelievable things is built into this stuff. What is this seichel, this intellect, and this akor, and this recognition, and this yicholus, and this ability given for what? To take the absolute, the biggest might of you and the money of you and to bury him there. So obviously this was his bechina, this was his proof that these faculties and these gifts which humanity has over and above animal cannot be only for one thing, just to gather material, money, wealth, and hobby. Because the animal has it too, and he's happier than man. That was the one of the tools of Avraham Avinu, that he says, all these gifts of Hashem, he obviously is here to see something higher. So therefore he uses this beautiful, that we understand with the Seichel, we understand the Chochmas Hashem. And not only we understand the Chochmas Hashem, but we have an hakore, a recognition. Again, I'm emphasizing very much, and please forgive me if I'm standing up. It's not enough that we know how smart we are. There's absolutely many smart people, but they don't do anything with the wisdom. Just like you have a lot of money, but you don't do anything with it. You could have a lot of seichel, you don't accomplish anything with it. The result of seichel is hakore, recognition. Now, even recognition there is, but you don't do anything. Recognition doesn't mean, okay, you understood. You come to a shir, and you have seichel, no question. If not, you wouldn't come. And you may use my hakore, my recognition, which I came out with, I developed into the point, and I said it, and you understood it. Now you have a hakore too. It's not your hakore. When will it become your hakore? It says, absolutely, this is true. I recognize this is true. So what? You say you have a hakore? Yeah, it's lip service. It becomes a hakore when you put it into use. And because of this recognition, you change, you make a change. So I understood it, I'm going to change. Nobody does it. No, that was Avraham Avinu. Nobody does it, he did it. That was Shem Erech, let him do it. My father didn't do it, my grandfather didn't do it. That's not Hakore. Yes, lip service. Hakore means Seichel has to bring you to Hakore, and Hakore means not that you, Seichel says it. Seichel means that you know it, but you don't do it. Recognition is an act. You react because you understood. This is the difference between man and animal. Animals also understand a lot of things. You could train animals. Animals, you could train them so beautifully, better than man. You could take kiddies, you could take animals, and they will do everything. You could take the seichel, and in this sense of hakora, they also have hakora. They will recognize, show them something, they will know exactly how to jump, how to tune. But one thing, they can't change the being. They stay animal. When you take a man, and a man will be a puppet, and you will condition him, as we are conditioned as robots, this is not his hakora. Hakora means, because he understood, he recognized the fact, and he changed himself. He converted himself, he went away. That was Avraham Avinu, that is called hakora. Now, why do we have the koi in the choy? That means, there's three things, seichel, hakora, yecholes. The man is yecholes. And the yecholes gives actually the credit for the hakora and for the seichel. Seichel is there. In, to a certain extent, the animal is also seichel. Hakora, obviously, seichel drives and brings it to hakora. But all the seichel and hakora is worthless if the yecholes is not been utilized. Your ability has not been utilized. And man has ability. And this is what Avraham Avinu recognized. Avraham Avinu recognized there is seichel, there is a choylus, there is a kore, there is a choylus. And then there is chochme. It's unbelievable. If ever we look to see chochme. Then you see rachmim. You see the beautiful trait of a man that he has rachmon, is the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you recognize the nature of Tzelem Elohim in him. Those all the things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kula seichel, kula kore, kula yecholus, kula rachmim, kula chanun. And all these attributes, all these mitzvahs, Avraham Avinu saw in himself. And so what are you doing with it?
The building means action.
What?
Yecholus means when you put it into action.
Put it into action. Ability.
So from the seichel goes into action.
From seichel into recognition. Recognition, undertaking for conversion, for converting. Yecholus means the ability to convert, the ability to change. Now when Avraham Avinu saw that he has all this element in himself, and the whole generation, wherever you look, including his father, Terech and Ima, is not using it. They use it further to service the animalism, to get him that money and habit, that's all. So why is this excessive gift given to man, the midos of Tzelem Elohim, the attributes of Tzelem Elohim, that's what, he should be a different animal and lower than an animal, because the animal without having all these gifts is much better off than the man having this. Man is using his seichel and hakore and yecholes and rachmim, using it, having it, is much worse off than animal. Therefore he's depressed and has a low self-esteem and he doesn't know what he could do. Man do not utilize 1% of the koichos. Not 1% of the koichos of seichel, of abilities, of koichos. They don't utilize them. So of course they're unhappy. And the animal has not been given that, and it's functioning beautifully. He's all stable. They have the sanity to their level. Beautiful. Men do not have it. So that when you are boich, when you recognize your tools, to what extent it's underutilized, and you come start using it, obviously you see this, then you come to the that made Avraham Avinu, not Shem ever made him, that made Avraham Avinu.
Yeah, like that bothered him. You have the second
but
Akbar.
why did it bother him?
Utilize.
Why did, because he started utilizing, see, Avraham Avinu was a philosopher, just like all those people were philosophers, and Avraham Avinu, until he came to the truth, Chazal tell us, he learned and he practiced 3,000 avodas zarah. 3,000. There wasn't a philosophy. See, some people say, well, Jews says, well, it's beautiful. Show us study, like in the seminar, says, but had you proven that Buddhism doesn't deliver you the same thing, this has delivered the same thing? And besides, there's many answers, which is stupidity, which is not fine. But we have to know that our father, Avraham Avinu, had tried everything. There was not one thing which he didn't try, because that's what he was trained of.
But he wasn't satisfied.
What does it mean? Nothing, it didn't give him the answer. And it means, since Avraham Avinu had fully utilized his seichel, his akore, his yecholes, and until he didn't find a religion, an answer, which all his faculties has to be fully used and not yet be ready. Now you have to understand one thing. What does it mean? As we said before, we started off, that this is the specialty. Asher behem yuchadoni mishar balachar. The specialty of man is the seichel and akore. As we start off, achrab tu velokim aleinu, the seichel bakor. What is the rab tu, the excessive goodness? In what extent is a Kodesh Baruch excessively good on mankind over all the other creatures? Is with what? Is the seichel bakor. Given us seichel, given us akore, recognition, means ability to change. Asher behem yuchadoni mishar balachar. This is a special which are different from animals. Now, yesterday I lived as a man. What does it mean? I used my seichel, and I came to certain resolutions, to a certain akora, and I made a certain change in my life. So yesterday I lived as a man. Today, if I live on that credit of yesterday, So today I'm a vegetable already. Today I'm an animal. I'm a sophisticated animal which graduated from yesterday mankind. But if today, if I don't use it, obviously, the minute I recognize that my specialty is a Sechel HaKoreh, every moment of life and every experience of life, it doesn't teach me an extra HaKoreh, which is extra HaKoreh gives me a deeper insight and an impact on my life for improvement, for growth. I'm a debt. If I don't give me that day I had not lived as a man. I misused this gift. So you could only be satisfied when you find such a God, you find such a religion, which you could never graduate. As long as you are living, you're growing. Now when Avraham Avinu had studied and worshipped 3,000 Avodah Zorah, he wasn't a fool. So you go from one Avodah Zorah to another Avodah Zorah, I mean, you look at it, obviously must have had something, and I must tell you one thing. I would believe, and I would give this credit for those days, which those days had built the pyramids, as I told you. In those days we had the insight to build the tower, which Hashem miraculously had to destroy. And those days, this great Avraham Avinu, which came to the ladder of climbing, he could as boys recognize Hashem. I would say, I would give a statement, and I think I'm right, you will take the highest values of today, the highest appreciated Avodah Zorah of today, doesn't come close to the number one Avodah Zorah of those 3,000 which Avraham Avinu worshipped and threw him away. The lowest Avodah Zorah, the number one Avodah Zorah, which is the most childish Avodah Zorah, which Avraham Avinu climbed. What do you mean you leave one Avodah Zorah? You go to a higher one. Gives you more insight, more reasons to believe. Then you get disappointed, then you go further, and you go further. Like the guys, they leave, they go materialism, they go to socialism, they go further, then they go to the Eastern religion, then they go to this, they go deeper and deep until they get into the mountains of Tibet, and they get the gold spirit, they get the old flat. You will take the highest religion of today's time, the most meaningful religion. I would be strong to say it doesn't yet come closer to the number one religion which Avraham Avinu had practiced. And this goes 3,000 further and further and further and further. What would I made of him? He cares by that. Because Avraham Avinu temporarily might have been satisfied with a certain Avodah Zorah. It gave him a certain reason to believe and a certain reason to grow. But what made him go further? But I peaked, and I stopped growing. It cannot be the truth. Because godness, the core, I still have more ability. And if I peak, if I haven't got more to tell me, that means obviously it's the end of it. I have to grow further. Until he recognizes Boyer, and when he recognizes Boyer, then he became endless. Then as much he grew, the more he further his God, how distant he is. The more you see Hashem, the more you see a distance you are Hashem. This is the only Torah that shows you the so therefore you see the greatest tzaddik and the biggest tzaddik, the bigger Talmud Chacham is, the more he knows he doesn't know how to learn. The more Yirei Shemayim he has, the more he's feeling how much chatoim he has. It's a paradox. Take Amoris, take a bomb. He's very satisfied with himself. I'm a good Jew. They go, as Rabbi Miller always says, go Yom Kippur, go into the shoes. You see, go through this modern shoes, the eating, the talking, not Chasushim eating, the talking outside, schmoozing in the shoes, they're so satisfied. They're very satisfied with themselves. And go to Yeshiva, and go to Tzaddikim, they cry and they weep, and they never finish. What's happening? Because the more you advance, the more you know, the more you find how distant they are. Avraham Avinu recognized that. The Akkor and Seichel and Yecholes is endless. The more you know, the more you have to work. That's the truth. When you see that you never finish, you see you never grow, then you find you have discovered the truth. That is the Chiva Avedosoi. Now that makes you responsible for service in Lashe Yeyoislo. It's appropriate and it's fitting. If you look all the goodness which Hashem gives you, which all this goodness is Seichel and everything, Hakoleles, which is all inclusive, the all ingredients which is needed for this service, Ham Yuchedus, which is so special and specialized that every movement, everything is special, stands on its own merit. It's worthwhile. It's one of the most beautiful, deep things which we have to take apart and to really use. As much as we spoke yesterday about the body and the organism, the Beit Chochma, but when it comes to evaluate the Seichel and the Akkor and the Yecholes, the greatest Yecholes of a person, says Ube Seichel, and only true Seichel, Ye Omen Etzleinu, through Seichel, Ye Omen Etzleinu, it's going to be, how would say in English, Ye Omen, it's going to be, what? Not remain. Ye Omen will be
confirmed.
Beautiful. That's the word confirmed. Ube Seichel, Only through Seichel, Ye'omen, we will be confirmed, explained about Sefer Teres Elohim, the Sefer of Teres Hashem, Hanumono, which we accept trustworthily as a believing book, but it's not Hanusun and Moshe, which has been given to Moshe Nevi'ah to Novi, all of our Sholam. Umipne HaSeichel HaOdam HaKoros, but after, because the man has the Seichel, it's his power of recognition, who bore the cheshbon, and it comes to his own calculation, and medagda for of boy Yisrael, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu medagda for him, and it comes to confirm the Sefer. Now here is a very strong voice of the Chovis HaLvovos. This is Chovis HaLvovos. What is our duty of the heart? Our duty of the heart is Avraham Avinu discovered with the Seichel and the Zakora something from nothing, Yesh Me'ayin. Nobody gave it to him, and from scratch he searched and searched and searched, and until at the truth matter, it's not discoverable. He had not been given Torah Sinai until the era Hashem al Avram. Hashem came to Avram. He sits all of Varabira. What he did discover that had nothing here. See, Avram Avin didn't discover you are Hashem. Avram Avin discovered that everyone else is nothing, and therefore I'm a vacuum. And says, anyone who is, please help me. If somebody has nobody, doesn't give you the Aleph, no way can you discover. You can't invent the philosophy of Hashem. Philosophically, you can't invent Hashem. Philosophically, you can't invent Torah. Torah has to be given. Hashem has to come. Hashem has to come to us. How did we discover Hashem? We were in Mitzrayim. We denied Him. Hashem came to us. Hashem gave us Matan Torah. Gave us Tussina. Gave us miracles. Hashem came to us. Avraham Avinu was the same thing. So what is the specialty of Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu recognized bus is nisht. What is not? He said, one of us is one of us is until it peaked. Says, I'm sorry, I have not found one thing which justifies my presence in this world. I found it in a total vacuum, and I sit back and I ask, the truth should come to me. You're looking, yes, beautiful, money. Could there be a world without a money, without a possession, without the owner, which has a need and has a desire in everything which happens in this beautiful, multiple, big factory which is called the world? And the minute you start looking, here it's all about Balavira came to him. So he was worried that Hashem should come to him because of his own discovery. There's nothing else. If nothing else, obviously there is somebody, and that somebody came, that's Hashem came to him. We have no right to discover there's nothing else. We have no right to discover there's something else because we have been introduced by Hashem. We received Torah Messina, Moshe Rabbeinu. We are inheriting Avraham Avinu's knowledge. In anyone today who says, I cannot accept her until I'm going to do what Avraham Avinu has done, he has to be beaten up once a man. You got it already. Why are you throwing away something that's been given to you? But in which respect are you imitating Avraham Avinu? So that means we have another potential as Avraham, because you have no right to do what Avraham Avinu had done. So how do you use your Seichel, your Akore, your Yecholes? How do you implement your gift as Avraham Avinu had? You can't go in his footsteps. You have no right to do that. Just like he would go, Father, are you really my father, mother? Are you really my mother? Until I have no absolute scientific proof, you're my father, my mother, you're not my father, you disown him. You have no right to that.
How do you know that 1 and 9 is not 11?
So how do you use it now? The answer is, anything which you receive from your father and mother, receive Torah and a mono. We have to receive Torah from Moshe, and we learned everything. How do you confirm it with your own Seichel? You take the truth, which has been given to you as a gift, confirm it. You D.S. Hashem, no Hashem. This is beautifully said. Uber Seichel. And now, with this same Seichel and Akore and Yecholes, which Avraham Avinu had discovered Hashem, you have no right to discover Hashem. What you have to do with the Seichel, Yeyomen Etzleni. You have to confirm now with your own Seichel, Sefer Teres Elohim. The Teres Hanemono, which if we have it and we believe in it, why? Because Anusun Moshe Nevi'ah of Hashem, it has been given to us. But what can you add? Anything which Moshe Rabbeinu gave to you, you should confirm it with you. Da'as Elokei Vicho Avdeyu. Ve'da'atayon. It's not up. You have no right to do it, Avraham. You can't use, and this is exactly what's happening today. People misuse the philosophical thing to go through in Avraham Avinu's stuff. You have no right to it. We have it. You have no right to challenge that, except imitne sechel odem akorosoi. Because the sechel akorosoi, who bore the cheshbon and medagda kol boi resal. He comes to his own calculation, all cheshbon. He takes the sefer Torah hanemono and the sunan of Moshe, and Yeomen is confirming it. And this is mechayev him. His personal unique avoider in a special ability based on his hakora. So every person has a different level of seichel, a different level of hakora, a different ability of hecholus. Not all people have the same hecholus. So obviously the avodas Hashem has to be unique for every individual according to his hecholus. In which respect? How much had you confirmed them? How much? And this is the absolute mitzvah Yiras Elokim, and this brings the Havas Elokim. So it comes up Yiras Elokim, if a person has Yiras, the basic Yiras, this is not your doing. This has been given to you while you were breastfed by your mother. Amunah in Yira has been given to you. But if you don't use the later Seichel and Akora to understand and to know, and they should bring it to Hava, to a personal dedication to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you misuse the beautiful gift of this element.
Yes, well, Yaakov learned by Shemir Never, and then he went to Laban. So Yaakov needed, once he already was born, he went to Shemir Never, then he went to Laban.
You know, why? Because Yaakov, when you received Torah from Avraham Yitzchak, now he had to develop, he had to went to Yeshiva. For that, Shemir was very good. Shemir couldn't create a man. Couldn't start a man. But the man you have in your Torah, you go to Yeshiva, and Yeshiva develops your tools, how to develop your Koyach HaKor and Seichel. But he graduated from Shem Ve'Ever, he knows how to look at it, now he could go to Lovin, because Lovin he continued to grow. Then he put it into use. He put it, to me, the Shem Ve'Ever is the philosophy of the Yeshiva, where it's nothing more than exercising your basic knowledge, how to use it further. But not inventing it from scratch, the best for Shem Ve'Ever. Therefore, Shem Ve'Ever gets no credit whatsoever. There's no Talmidim or Shem Ve'Ever, there's nothing there. And you could say to one extent, but now you're going to understand one other thing. Why there's no Talmidim of Avraham Avinu? Where is the Nefesh HaShosu B'choron? Where is Yitzchak? Again, there was Talmidim. They haven't told the truth and they remained with it. But they didn't further utilize their Akkor to grow further. Where Yitzchak, which was a Talmid of Avraham, just like him, he grew further. Avraham Avinu taught him Chesed, he discovered Gevura. Yaakov was taught Chesed and Gevura, he developed Tiferes. And go on further, Netzachot. That's the middos. Everyone discovered his own. So where is the discovery? Those are our fathers. Those are the grown yid. It's a grown yid. And he has to grow further on his own. Where the Talmidim, or Talmid of Avraham, beautiful, Chesed, Kulam Chesed, they didn't grow on their own. They disappeared. Just like Shem disappeared, Eber disappeared. All the Nefer disappeared. Why did Yitzchak not disappear? Yitzchak was his own inventor. Yitzchak was just like Avraham discovered Hashem. And it's true that Avraham gave Yitzchak the Metzias of Hashem. And this respect, if Yitzchak would be a pious Talmud of Avraham, would be double chesed, whatever it is, Yitzchak would disappear too. Yitzchak invented on his own something. He took the amunah which he got from his father, the chesed which he got from his father, but he grew with his own sechel cholos to discover Gevura. Yaakov went even further, merged them, every one of us has to be the same thing. You have to take all the learning of Yeshiva and everything which you got from your father and everything which you have, but if you don't take your surrounding and your faculties and develop it further to discover a new derech in Avodas Hashem, not a new Chas Hashem new, but an additional flavor in Avodas Hashem which fits your Metzias, you had not lived, your presence had not left any impact into this world. Misha Pokat Sichloi, in anyone's the Seichel has missed him. Mistalkus one of Amalus Hanoishias Kulam. If the Seichel has missed him, that means not that he actually hasn't got Seichel. He didn't make you a Seichel. Mistalkus one of is removed from him Amalus on all the advantages of mankind, all of them. The mitzvahs, vagmul va'oinish, and the mitzvahs, the deeds, vagmul va'oinish, everything has been removed of him. He sometimes could do it practically as a robot, and he gets mitzvahs as a robot, but it's not undoing. Umimalus HaSeichel.
No satisfaction either. No,
what?
No sifuk. If you don't put the seichel into it, then there's no.
This is automatically like that. There is no sifuk. It's automatic. There is no sifuk. It cannot be sifuk.
If you stay around the rebbe and they don't grow more than the rebbe, what does that accomplish?
Well, I heard it from Sir Biankala. Learned from Perek. In a bit ago, in Fesden. So he saw. See them, they like to hear. But I heard it from him. He's the rebbe himself. So I must say it. He said three old ones are no good. Old soldier, old melamed, and old chosid. Old soldier is no good. If he would have been good, he should be a general. If he's still a soldier, he must be no good. If he couldn't graduate into a general. Old chosid is no good. If he would be good, he would become a rebbe himself. If he's still a chosid, the chosid is no good. A man has to be a rebbe. An old melamed is no good. If he would have been good, he wouldn't become old. He would have died young because he gives his life away to the children. That's what he said. But this is. And what? The Biancala. One of the old. and enter to the Rebbe. And one of the things today, one of the things is being brought down by the Lubliner. Chayzer Lublin was the visionary. Chayzer Lublin being brought down. It says before Mashiach will come, the whole. Not everyone should hear it. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to say anything. We're just doing so.
Who should leave the room? All leave the room. And that's embarrassing.
He said, before Mashiach will come, everyone will be a Rebbe. Everyone has to be his own Rebbe. Because every Echad Avram, as we learned, everyone has to. This modern scientific. In other words, the system which had existed in their times, and much after, there's a Rebbe, and Rebbe's leading, and everyone is blindly following, which was the Talmidim of Shem. Yeah, and they disappeared because they didn't become rabbis themselves. As Yitzchak was a blind, but no question a follower of Avraham Avinu, but he discovered the new Torah. Avraham Avinu taught him Chesed, he discovered Gevurah. Yaakov was no question a Talmud of Avraham and Yitzchak and Shem Ve'Eber, where he discovered Tiferes, a new thing, and that made him living forever. Before Mashiach will come, every one of us, he says, will become his own Rebbe. He has to discover his own thing. He could use the Rebbe, the traditional Rebbe, as a help, as Yitzchak used Avraham, but you have to become an independent individual Rebbe, independent leader. So therefore the system will fall apart. It says, there's one Rebbe, many Talmidim, they all rely on him, the collective, the group system will have to fall apart, and it's falling apart. As I said, the Madison Square Garden was beautiful. Somebody compared to Beis Hamikdash, where are the Gedolim? Beis Hamikdash, 22,000 Gedolim. Every Jew is a Gedolim. Every Jew is a Gedolim. Every Jew is a Gedolim. Of course, we have helpers. The Gedolim, those who sit in there, they're only helping us. But you can't rely 100% in, put your hand on him, and that's all. He sees existing. You have to become the Jew of Avraham before Mashiach comes to discover a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the most which you can discover. Okay, we are continuing in that Kuf Yud Tet in Shara Bchina. Hamido is Hashem Negi Alem B'Seichel Rabbis Mo'ed. The benefit which we are going to reach through Seichel Rabbis Mo'ed, there's many benefits that we could reach through Seichel. Mehem, some of them, Sheboi Neda, through Seichel we will know Shiesh Lonu Boi Rechocham. Only through Seichel we could appreciate that we have a Boire, a creator, Chocham, which is smart. That means not only he is smart, but his creatures, whatever he created, is smart. As we say, Kulam Bechochmo Siso. The more we research, we look in the existence of the Kiyum, of the Oilam, everything is Chochma, Kayom. A world, a Hashem which is existing, Echad, Hashem which is one, Kadman, he always was, Yochu, he's totally, fully capable, Lo Yichileyu Zman Velo Mokan. No time and no space will limit him. He's above time, above space. Na'ale Mimidei Sabrim is above, totally non-related to the midos, to the characteristics of the creature. He's not bound by the principle of nature at all. He's way above of the thoughts and of the evaluations of the existence down here. Rachum, he's totally merciless, v'chanun, umeitiv, bestows goodness. Lo yidme el dovar, he is not comparable to anything. Lo yizdame el dovar, and nothing could be compared to him. All those things could be evaluated and analyzed and appreciated only through the intellect, the seichel, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given to the man. So this is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us seichel, this is what we have to use for, to recognize these facts. The Gamehen, and it is also the benefit which Hashem gave to us through Seichel, Shenachnu Mavini Boya Chochmo. Through this Seichel, through this intellect, we understand the Chochmo, the wisdom, by Acholus and the ability, by Rachmim Hamkiyomi Ba'olam, and the mercy which is existing in the world. We understand the chokhmah in the world and the availabilities in the world, the capabilities in the world, that you could really, people are very capable, and big rachmonis which is experienced in this world. V'chiv avodosoy. And through seichel, we come to the recognition that we have to worship Hashem, la'asher ye'oisloy, because, and it is appropriate. Otherwise, seichel admits, and the seichel, Avraham Avinu came to the recognition that he is responsible and is commanded to serve Hashem, because that's the, it's appropriate. So, like when you take care of somebody fully, it makes the, if you have a little sechel, you know that you're responsible to thank. Bavul, because of Vosoi, the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he manifests in this world, HaKoleles, the collective goodness, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu continuously gives down to the world, Baham Yuchedes, and the individualized goodness. In other words, wherever you look, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. Chesed Keil Kol Hayom. The chesed of Kodesh Baruch Hu is whole day. And the chesed is a koleles, a collective chesed in Teva, and hamyuchedes, which is specialized to you. Further, the Chavis Savovitz is itemizing all the benefits which Seichel is giving to us, which intellect gives us, in order to know what to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It continues to explore Ibe Seichel and through Seichel. Ye yome natzleinu sefer teres alakim halemono. Through seichel, to your intellect, yomen. How do we say in English about yomen? It's going to become approved,
confirmed.
Yomen is going to be confirmed. Sefer Torah Salakim was the same like question last time, or the same word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it learns. It will be confirmed. This Sefer Torah Salakim Hanemono, which is trusted. Hanesuno le Moshe Nevi Olam Hasholom, which was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, his prophet. In other words, the Torah has been given to Moshe, and we accept Torah through belief. But then, if you accept Torah through belief, you use your intellect. The intellect will confirm the belief. It's without Yedias Hashem, you're gonna know. Mitnei Sechel Odom Akoros, because of the Sechel of the man and the recognition of the man, who bore the cheshbon, when he comes to make the proper evaluation. The medagdav olav boire is Allah, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is more and more medagdek on this man, because we say Kodesh Baruch Hu medagdek tzaddikim kichut asara. The more you recognize Hashem, and the more you know that every second of your life is crucial, so the digduk, you're living, what you exist, is very crucial. So every little thing from Kodesh Baruch Hu is medagdek. And anyone who's missing seichel, anyone who's missing the full intellect, he's being alleviated and he's being missing all the advantage of humanity at all. But a person could be the most beautiful functioning person physically, the most beautiful, talkative, nice athlete, even have money, could be a beautiful functioning person, but if he's missing seichel, he lost all his advantage as a human being. For mitzvahs, v'gmul v'oynesh, and the mitzvahs, ashayt is poter min ha-mitzvahs. You have no commandments, you can't be punished. Umimalas ha-seichel, and other advantages which seichel gives to the man, shebo yasiko odav, through seichel, a man could reach kol musogav, hamuchoshim v'amuskolim. Through seichel, a person could be in contact with all his senses, tangible senses, hamuskolim, in the non-tangible senses. Bo yira, to his intellect, he will see mashenele mechushav, something which is totally concealed from mechushav agashmas, from his tangible senses, minaniras, which you could see. For instance, can you see as hatzeil? As you see, the shadow is moving. The shadow is not a tangible object, but you could evaluate them, you could see it. The Maisa Tipu Achas Min Amayim, or for instance, to understand how could a drop of water, what does a drop of water affect with Surah Chalomish in a rock? You know, a drop of water, so Rabbi Kiva saw the drop of water dripping on a rock and eventually making a hole. And no way can you see it physically, how could a drop of water create a hole in a rock? But obviously, through it all, you realize that the time, again and again, the repetitious act, venture makes all. So that's the seichel which understands it. bo yavdim to seichel would separate bina emes and sheker. You could really evaluate what is true, what is not true. Bina yoser vachos, what is more, what is less, vatoi vera, which is good and bad, am shuvach am guna, which is praised and which is condemned. Bina royu ve'efsher, what is possible, what can you take on, v'ham nimno, what is not possible. Bo yavid shor mina chaim, and through seichel, he will utilize all the other living creatures in the world with their advantages and with their benefits. In other words, through Seichel you could utilize the entire Bria. Yakir Mekoyim Esakachovi, you could recognize the space, the place of the stars where they belong. Yamo del Marchakeyam, you will know how distant they are with Nuois Galgaleim in their movement, the direction of the movement. The Yovin, you will understand to Arachim. The comparable and comparisons Shabachmas Ashir, which is in the wisdom of Shir, which is engineering, the Tsiris Amoifes, Ashabachmas Adibur, and also understanding the speech, wisdom of speech. I mean, all the Chochmas, all the knowledges in this world could only be appreciated through Seichel. In other words, in the first thing which you should really appreciate, the great gifts that HaKadosh Baruch had put into Seichel through the superiority of man. Takes full control in the world and takes full advantage and full benefit is through Seichel, and the minute he loses Seichel, he lost all these advantages. Usharach Chachmas Amlochus, all the other wisdoms and all the other curies, Shierach Zichron, which will be too long if I should mention all of them. They all are depending on Seichel, to how much Seichel you have. Echin Shal Kol Midas Orem, all the other characteristics of man, and if you research them, you watch them, you will find them all betachlis atkona v'te'eres lo, because Boch gave all the characteristics betachlis atkona to the most designed tikkun, completion v'te'eres lo, and the benefit. You see, every man is composed of a set of characteristics which makes him a beautiful functioning human being. And obviously how many middos there is, but let's take whatever middos there is, let's take 10 major middos characteristics. You will not find, it's like a combination lock, every lock has its own combination numbers, and I don't think if you would have 10 numbers in a lock, how many combination there could be in 10 numbers. In mathematics there is such a thing, there is a maximum of combinations how much you could have. But if you would have endless locks, 10 numbers couldn't give a unique individual number for every lock. The combination ends. I would say the middos is a combination lock, is a combination number of make a person unique. In as many people there are, so many combinations there is a middos. There's no two people alike. And every person's individuality, uniqueness of commercial parts of fame, just like the face is not alike, like there's no two people with two same fingerprints, right? And I would say it's a chidush, and I don't know to what extent I could justify it, but it seems when we say we know there's no two people, two fingerprints, it's trapped. Not today there's no two people. There was never two people in the world with two same fingerprints. If people would be fingerprinted from other magician till today, you wouldn't find two same fingerprints. Now, the fingerprint is nothing more than an expression of the inside of the person. You know those people who are palm readers, or could read the Zohar Kodesh, when you could read the Chochma Sayyad. So obviously the fingerprint is not only a technical thing. Kodesh Baruch had to go out of his way and create billions of people and go out of his way and to make, for what reason Kodesh Baruch had to make, I could understand a face, you have to make a change of face where people should recognize each other. At the same time, we don't see why I have to have a different face than a man had it 1,000 years ago. I mean, my wife, the Gemara says to recognize him, so I must have a different face than somebody else. My wife must have a different face. But there's no change, I'm going to interchange my wife with a woman 1,000 years ago. But what benefit is in the fingerprint? But obviously, the fingerprint is, there's no benefit to fingerprint, to say for the FBI, for the criminals, I mean, to know how to locate you. Why? So why do we need separate fingerprints from 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago till today? I said, because the dayos same, k'moshe partzufim, ein Hashem is kardir, same ein Hashem. It's one thing. The partzuf of a person, the face of a person, the fingerprint of a person, is the expression of the inner structure of a person, the unique individuality. A person has a tzelem, has an image of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That every image, what is the image? That's the intellect and the structure of the chemistry of his body and the interaction, the symbiotic interaction between the material physics of a person and the spiritual things, which manifests themselves in middles and characteristics. And you see the individuality, there is not two people alike in the combination of the mirrors and then the intellect, how they interact between each other. And this only through Seichel can evaluate and be fascinated with the Chochmas Hashem, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Matbiya, Kodesh Baruch Hu stamped, Kodesh Baruch Hu had planned every individual, a whole individual unique world. And it's not only what is in the man, but also the surrounding of the man. There's no two people alike. We have the same type of a family set up, a same type of a marriage, the same type of a business, the same type of approach, the man, the way he looks at the world tracks him. And in every given situation, there's uniqueness. There's no two people alike who will taste the same taste in the same piece of bread, in the same apple. Everyone has his own unique approach and enjoyment, and every person is differently being affected from every given experience. Why? It's not so by animals. It's very interesting. All animals are alike. There's a little variation which is in the family of animals. And the donkey of today is exactly as the donkey was 5,750 years ago. Exactly. Don't let yourself say that evolution took care, you know, who knows what. Converted him. Nothing in the world ever has been converted. Vayili shoyr v'chamoyr. So I said, many shoyrim called shoyr. One ox, chamoyr, one donkey. All the donkeys in the world is a donkey, period. All the people in the world is not one man. Every person is an individual. And same thing is Bagoyim in the physical part, in their spiritual part, in their unique part. They're also all individuals. A Jew has even a higher purpose. The purpose of Avodas Hashem is unique. So therefore every person has a special unique responsibility, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly had made and gave him the faculties exactly according his responsibilities. So his family set up, his mirror set up, and his everything. And this is also which the Gemara says, Adam Nidon B'chol Yom, a person is being judged every day. It means also, beside the point that the person, every individual is unique in his uniqueness, but on a daily way, on a daily HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging him, how should he accept his surroundings, his vicinity? How should he be adapted? With what level of comfort should he be able to face his world, his ordeals, his assignment? Because it's also a part that not only every person is unique, every moment is unique. Every moment is a Briya Chodosh, is a new creation with a new insight, with a new purpose, with a new goal. Over and above that, the moment is an extension of the previous moment and a preparation for the next moment, which is one life, one chain, a beautiful assembly line, which not only assembly line in himself from the day of birth until the day he's dying, he's working on one project, but he becomes an interacting assembly line from other Merishim to Melech HaMashiach as one project. But independent of those parts which you are interacting with yourself continuously, an extension of the world and his Kladus as a whole, but every moment in himself has in himself an independent Briya, a creation. It's total contradiction. You could say every moment is a part of an extension and preparation for the future, individually, collectively. And then you say, but at the same time, every moment has unique, independent goal in himself, totally independent from the moment before to the moment above. Every moment is a full life, a full creation, a full new thing. The whole day is a chidush. There's a chachas in every given second. It's not a contradiction. It's in a kol yochel. That's the. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this, all these things, you could only evaluate and analyze with seichel. I mean, the more you see it, it's a morav maseich Hashem. A multiple is yudit Hashem. You're busy with every human being separately. You structure every human being separately. You give every surrounding for every being separately. then you use the human being for every valuable reason in the world. You make the human being one chain of an assignment from the day he was created. Then you use this man as an extension of the whole Bria, collectively as well. And then you give the man yichidus, an individuality. An individuality in time, that every moment is an individual Bria for himself. Individuality in play, in space. That every eloch odom she'elo mokom, eloch odom she'elo sho. There isn't a man, he hasn't got his uniqueness in the space where you sit. Would you believe that this chair that you're sitting at has a purpose in himself? That somehow you're related to this chair, and only you have to sit down, and only you misake, and only you complete this physics which the chair has been built in, and the energy which this man has made the chair, and he built him, has a uniqueness to this given moment that you're sitting and learning on him, telling you, benefiting from it. And all these things is true. Everything has its own individual, unique goals and purposes. And all this seichel could come encompass and see it. And if you don't have it, you miss this all out.
The mashal for everything has for itself and its connection is breathing. The breathing for it, you need every breath, you need every second, every minute. But it's got to be connected to the other one also. So it has to have a hamshef, and yet it has its own purpose for.
Question is the advantage of breathing. Is the breathing for this second? Is the breathing for the purpose of living in order to connect the past with the future? So if you say, call neshama and neshama tealaka. Yeah, obviously, I breathe in order to live. Why do I live? Because I have to accomplish things. What do I have to accomplish? I have to live. God gave me 80 years, and you have to fulfill your functions. So you could say breathing is a process which energizes your life, which your life is an ongoing life to accomplish your mission, which you have to. Comes David the Melech and says, call neshama tealaka. I'll call neshima with neshima tealaka. Neshima means an instance, a living of an instance. A kolashim of every breath of air, independently, to halal, you have to give a full halal, a full praise, kofar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said last night, I used the phrase, speaking there to childless people, childless couples, and we spoke about the people attended the seminar, some people come to this seminar, and one person expressed herself, what a goodness could go to the seminar? Okay, you get very high, get very happy, very appreciative of Hashem. You could really accept everything Hashem does to you with Bahav, with love, but you lose it. It doesn't hold on. So I said a statement. I said, the Golan says there isn't a greater thing which you could accomplish. There isn't a greater thing which a person could accomplish greatness. No Torah, no mitzvahs could accomplish madregas than Kabbalah Yisurim Me'ahava. To take Yisurim with love, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with absolute love and appreciation. That's the highest. You need a lot of Torah mitzvahs to reach this madrega. What the highest madrega is, because this is recognizing who you are, what you are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I said, isn't it worth to suffer sometimes 80 years just to reach once a moment of Yisurim Bahava? One moment of Yisurim Bahava is an achievement. I lose it the next moment. It's too bad for the next moment. Well, that moment, which I reached it, I reached it. So if you reach a high, you come to a seminar, you start feeling it, and you really say, Baruch Hashem. To say once in your lifetime, a real Baruch Hashem, whatever I have, from the depth of your heart, so it's for everything. You never lose. The next moment is the next moment. So you lost the next moment, but the moment that you grabbed, you have the right. As if in a person, I call the Shema and the Shema, one breath of air, one moment that was attached to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I think, Baruch Hashem. Who says you could extend it, you could go deeper, if we always have to learn. A person has to be in his whole life in a seminar. A person has to be continuously recycling the thoughts and getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And the more a person understands, the more attachment and ahava develops HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that no Yisurim could affect us. And this is the ultimate goal of a person's accomplishment. You're going to find it unbelievable tikkun. As we mentioned it in Vikud, when you evaluate Seichel. Ach, ken efter dat geschäuftig, be masha heiti voi lukim le oda, mishkur bochu et bestot guru so men be dibur. He gave him the quality of talk. Was dores hat vorim, he gave him the order of words, ashi yolid zvehem, where he could express himself. Al masha yesh be nafshe be matzpuna, he could express his inner depth, his conscience, sensitivities could be expressed in words. But isn't that one of the biggest, nicest toives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What we had learned this morning, we just expressed, well, you could sometimes feel it inside, but you could bring it out in your mouth, in your tongue, and you could express it with words, you could pass it on to your fellow man. Isn't it a gewaltige teuve that you could take your wisdom, your feeling, your inner conscious mitzpun feelings, and you could express it? V'yovim behem in yoni zilos, you could understand through that, you could make explain things, and the better you express it, the better you understand outside external things, which is beyond human reach. V'loshoin, and the tongue is like kolmas alev, is like the pen of the heart. Just like you have a pen in your hand and you write on a paper, so is the loshoin, the tongue is your pen of your heart. You could express your feelings. Kolmas alev is shliach hamitzvah. This is the messenger of the conscience. You have a conscience, and you could express, bring out your conscience. V'lulei hadibur, and if there wouldn't be the gift of speech by mankind, there could never be a real connection, a real friendship with your friend. Or your behemoth, you would have been like a behemoth. You see, there's friendships by behemoths. Take an animal, take a cow, who could stay in the stable for the next 5 years together. Leave him out, and it mixes, interacts, and intermingles with other cows. It doesn't mean anything. That's the fact that 5 years we're standing next to each other. A man is not so. A man, you're making a tie with each other. Through what? Through dibur, through communication of talk. And that gives you a level of friendship, in depth of friendship, connections. And especially if you understand, if you could well communicate. You know, real friendship is being built by people, not by thoughts, it's by talk. The better you could express to each other and make understand each other, the more friends. That's a chavrus, you set up a chavrus, that you have good communication. That's called communication. Communication now. If you can't express yourself with words, you could never build proper communication. Ubedibur, in true talk, Yeroya Yisram Ben Bnei Oli, we see the advantage of people, who is more and who is less. This is going to be the covenant which they're going to make, friendship between Elohim Bavodav, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Tzadikim. Ubedibur, in true talk, Yosheva Odom, Mimim Voisov, through talk, a man could repent from his bad doings. He's asking forgiveness. He's saying vidu. He's confessing for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vivakesh kaporis avanoisav. He's going to ask forgiveness. Vuhuei aroyo. And this is the proof al chashivas odam igriusoy, of the specialty of the man, of the advantage of the man, al griusoy, of the disadvantage of the man. Talk shows. Kvar nemar, like the pasuk says, ki odam. Who is the man? Is Halev Valoshan. A man is the heart and his tongue. This gives the definition of man. Man is being called Ibaki. Geder Odom, what is the geder of the man? What is the definition of man? Chai Medaber. A living, a talkative living. You have a tape recorder, talks too, but it's not alive. Animal is alive, but it doesn't talk. But a life which talks, a life which expresses himself, that defines a man. You could have life without talk. You could have talk without life. We have a dead man talking through the kishuv, but that's not a human being. Chai medaber, a living talker, a person who is alive, and he talks, that defines the man. The boy nivdal min abhemos, with that he's separated from animals. After that, so we said so far, we should appreciate the benefit of seichel. Then we said we should appreciate the benefit of talk. After that, Hashem b'malos oises hamichta v'ksiva. The beautiful, what Yekodesh Baruch Hu gave us, the beautiful signs of letters and of scripture. Asher b'heino, through this gift of writing, mechabri ma'asa oivir ha'mitzoyim, you could connect the deeds of those who pass by and those who exist. The previous generation, isn't that a beautiful thing? You open up a Rebbe Kiva Eger, you open up a Chasam Sofer, you open up a Rambam, you open up a Rambam, and you're fully connected to the Rambam. To the Meister, to the Oysters, Aksiva. The Michna Aksiva is a connection. Shebemcha Meister, Ovrim, all the deeds and accomplishments of Ovrim, those who passed away in the previous generation, Vanim Tzoyim, and those who exist now, Vinyoneyan, and you take the fully accomplished acknowledgement which you took out of it, and you prepare it, Laboy Machem, for the future. What is the gift as you, as living in now in this generation, that you could bridge the past with the future? You take the Rambam, and you take a Gemara, and you learn the wisdom of the Rambam, which he left behind with his own Yad Kotsch, which you wrote. Take the other Chazaka, which he wrote with his own hand, Loshon HaKodesh, and you learn them, and you understand them, and you comment, and you explain them, and you rewrite it now the way you explain the Rambam. The Rambam in the Oil of Emes will tell you Shkoyach, that you went further, or you learned the Chavis Salvovas, that this man wrote down 1,000 years ago, the Musar and the ethics, and now we could learn 1,000 years later, and you learn it, and you explain his words even deeper, and you bring down his words 1,000 years ago in the modern times of today, how beautifully he had the insight, that there is no limitations to his insight, and explain it further according to the every generation is Meshabeach, is praising more the deeds of Hashem with the wisdom of the Chavis Salvovas, and you record him on a tape, or so suppose you write in a commentary, and you leave it further for the further generation, if Mashiach doesn't come, where they may take it further in their development of time, which is not yet developed, and extend the Chochmah of the Chavis Salvovas through you to further. This is all through the gift, to the Ktzav HaMichtov, to this recording, to that all your accomplishment, it's a big thing which you have to praise Hashem for this beautiful gift he gave you. The Magim Divrayim, and you could make reach their words, and Mishael and Imtam with those who are not with them. The Yodim Divrei Arochoikim, you could know what happens in the distance of Amen, Ben Yonah Kravim, Asheber Tacheret. You could know all the closest detailed things from distant people, from foreign countries, and you could know it here through the scripture to writing. It could have sometimes be that you could reach their life, their way of life, and it could be your rescue operation from all the badness. You could benefit from when we learn the Dara Mabul and the Dara Flogo, which happened and why it happened, we definitely take full advantage of it today to know how to bring in order our life of today. Now, how is it recorded? It's recorded through Michtav, through Ksav. And through this literature, it will exist and make further is all the chokhmas and so on. And you could collect all the dispersed parts in your heart which are not collected. You could concentrate them, you could bring them together, make one structure. You write with them, side of point that you write any connection with people to people having business, is chayre valvor, and merchandise that you buy, and lending and borrowing, the kinya benesiyin, and acquisitions, and marriage, recreation, and divorces, we hear of mashlim. It's too much that we should solicit and detailize them. It's too many. But all of this benefit comes to the benefit of scripture. Imashlomes hatavi salodam, what else is complete the goodness which is completing the man is Shuchanuloi, because Boch had prepared to make calf, a hand, that's boys, and the fingers, the Sakambo Maroishim. In order the fingers is used, that you should make to able to make signs, Amichta, you should be able to ride, Varikmo, you should make able to knit, or weave, or Kedichas Eish, or you could pierce through fire, you could work, you could solder things, Shara Masam, all the craftsmanships, Mamloche Sadakas, all the sensitive little work. Make watches, make all kinds of sensitive computers. You need the fingers to that. I mean, below the shar, minichaim, all the other advantage from all the living creatures, because they don't need it. You see, all the animals, they have also hands, they also have fingers. What can they do with it? They have very limited abilities. They could use their hands for very limited, only for their personal need. That's all. So, you have the nail and the fingers. The bird, you know, how to take the food and rip them apart and eat them, but that's it. But the man has the sensitive fingers that they become like messengers to his intellect, like messengers to his uniqueness of a man. He could do all the beautiful, most sensitive things. He could write, he could express himself. And the Chavis Salvovas knows nothing better to take all those little things and detailize them and to see the Chochmas Hashem in it and to appreciate them and thank him. Boimar said further, Ke'ein Eves Shazacharti to Eloisov. There isn't an organism which I mentioned which is a benefit and advantage of a man, she'en simona chokhman nirim, where you don't see the independent, individual, unique simon, sign of chokhman, bar kavosa, the way it's structured, the tchunosa, the way it's designed, the chibura, the way it's connected, mishum is bonim, and the one who analyzed. If you look in the smallest little organ, you see so much unique chokhman, independent chokhman in this little organ. We do some chazaka, and the testimony is so powerful, so strong. Uri yosam geluyo, and their raya, the proof is so open and view al chemlas ha'boire leinu, to what extent Kosh Bochu was merciless to us. Everything's to the advantage of the man. Is not there's not part, one part in the person which is not to the advantage of man. Of course, the man that doesn't want to use it, it could become a total disadvantage. If a person, the Shlomo Melech says, Yosef Das, Yosef Machov, the more smart you are, the more pain you have. So, but we all want, Chneinim Yitzchok Choch Mubinov Adoas, give me his wisdom. I have wisdom, going to bring pain. You see a more miserable world in front of you, you see more misery, the more Sechel you have, you see more what's going on. But you still, you want the Sechel, because you know what to do with the Sechel. So you see the misery, so you know how to cure it. So first you correct yourself, then you correct your immediate family, then you correct the fellow person, and you leave a roisham, an impression in this world, and the time you leave that you have a bigger share in the tikkun olam, in the completion of this world. Now, a fool will come and says, you know what, I don't want the doubt because I don't want the pain. And he takes the das, he takes the das and always tranquilizes pain. It's Kenezem Zor, but Chazir, like you have a golden ring in the nose of a Chazir. That you take the golden ring and you dig in every schmutz and every garbage. Instead of it, you take the das, you take the sechel, and you go into every garbage and the misery in this world, in the middle to tranquilize your pain. Your pain is there in order to make use of it, to make easier the life for yourself and for other people. So this could be very well misused. But if you don't misuse it, you see how much you have to thank Hashem for that. Kvarbeyur Gelinus Bekamus Forim. Was Gelinus, probably was one of those philosophers in those days. Gelinus.
Yeah. Galen.
Huh?
Galen.
Yeah.
Galileo.
Someone different, isn't it?
Galen.
Okay, he already said in many books, to Alice, every behavior probably was a medical man, like was biological, right? Physics. So he already revealed the beautiful advantage of the organism of a man, full explanation. If you would concentrate only to explain the benefit and advantage of one aver, one organ, we would have to go out with words, we would have to go out from our short writing, it would become a big, big book. It mainly does it. So far, which you both dies enough, to speak, that Hashem shows him the way to be matnus of a derech Hashem. Otherwise, there's no point of go elaborate more, because to speak about one aver, it would be enough more and more to talk. And especially as we explained in the beginning, which is a very important part. The aver is not only here as a complementary factor to the other part of the body. There's a unique chokhmah instilled in every, independently from everything. See, by man, because we have limitations, we have to create things in order to things to deliver us from further things. But as there's such a thing as a means to a goal, a means to a goal, a means to a goal. Because man is limited, okay? So man has to, see, if I want to drink water, I want to drink coffee, I have to make a cup. Because I can't drink coffee without a cup, so I have to make a cup in order to drink coffee. But if there's no drink whatsoever, you wouldn't create a cup. You wouldn't. Could you drink without cups? You have a fountain which comes, you wouldn't make a cup. So we have to make something. So you say, what's the wisdom of a cup? Of a cup? So you say, the wisdom of a cup is to give a man coffee. But the cup in himself hasn't got uniqueness, hasn't got a unique reason why you created it, hasn't got an independent reason of creation. It's a means to a goal. So to the, whatever the goal value is, and this is at best, what a cup could never be worth more than a coffee, because if the coffee is the purpose, by the way, the coffee is also never the purpose of God, because the man is the purpose, the coffee is also a means, everything is a means to a means to a means to a means. And who is the end goal? The man. And the man himself is also not the end goal, because he doesn't know what he's living for. The man is also living for a means for a further goal. And if you don't deliver eventually the goal, which is avoid Hashem, all this means is wasted. All your life is totally wasted. But this is by man. But Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no such a thing that he has to make something as a means to a goal. Yes, Kodesh Baruch Hu created soul things, the things are a means to a goal. But every individual thing has unique goal in himself. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu could have created, as you said before, when you take this uniqueness of man, there's no two people in the world who have two same fingerprints. And that has an independent purpose, independent goal in himself. It's not only for the benefit that the FBI should be able to identify a criminal. Not only for that. it's for that too. So he says every aver, every situation which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in this world has unique, complete, independent value. And this is what we can't understand. There's more Rabu Masa. How multiple is the Maisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the multiplicity in the thing? We think things one way, we see the advantage one way, and two ways, and three ways. But nobody could see the absolute, individual, independent purpose of this creation. It's kulam b'chokhmus. Everything has to do with chokhmus Hashem. And chokhmus Hashem is less machshavat yisbachlal. How could you come to the chokhmus of Kodesh Baruch Hu? And if Kodesh Baruch Hu created the design in the finger, in the fingerprint, it's the same chokhmus in my brain is. My brain, I could understand where is chokhmus, where is the chokhmus in here. But if you say there's a unique need, there's an individual, unique reason why there is a separate thing, and why exactly my fingerprint is that way, your fingerprint that way. There's even designing the fingerprint too, not only to differentiate one to the other, but your whole characteristics is designed. Just like a record, on a record player, right? Or you look at the black record, they all look alike. But when you put the fine needle on, they all say different words and different songs and different tunes. They all look aligned. A man is like a record, and every man is a different record. And all his refinements, all his uniqueness, all his specialty, all his depth, we don't have the fine needle to play off this man, which is the record, but no two records are alike. So obviously you see there is a reason, independent is the Chokhmah Hashem.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com